Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. On April 15, the Daily Mail reported on renewed violence in Jerusalem and on the Temple Mount, saying this: Israeli security forces clashed with hundreds of stone-hurling Palestinians early this Easter Friday morning during Ramadan prayers. According to Israeli authorities, dozens of masked men marched into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound before dawn, carrying Palestinian and Hamas flags, chanting and setting off fireworks. In response, Israeli forces entered the mosque compound where thousands of Muslims were gathered to perform prayers during the holy month of Ramadan. Hamas condemned what it said were brutal attacks on worshippers at Al-Aqsa by Israeli forces, saying Israel would bear all the consequences. It called on all Palestinians to stand by our people in Jerusalem. AFP added, the US, the European Union, and the Arab League have voiced their concern about the events in Jerusalem. Now, further violence broke out on Easter Sunday at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And then, Fox News reported on Tuesday, April 19, Hamas forces in Gaza fired a rocket into Israel on Monday evening, the first such attack in 4 months. Israel's Iron Dome defense system intercepted the Hamas rocket. Israeli Defense Forces announced that it targeted a Hamas weapons manufacturing facility in response. But it has been claimed that the Hamas rocket was in response to the violence at the Temple Mount. And it has also been claimed that the rocket was aimed at the Temple Mount. Can you imagine what could have, would have happened if Israel would not have intercepted that rocket? On April 18, a remarkable article was published by the Jerusalem Post. It had the headline, "When blood spills on Passover and Easter, it is time to build the temple." And this is what the article said. One would have hoped that yesterday's unique convergence of Passover, Easter, and Ramadan would have led to a wonderful day of peace and brotherhood in the spiritual capital city of Jerusalem. Alas, any dream of religious harmony on a day holy to all three great Abrahamic faith was shattered by Muslim rioters who turned the Temple Mount into a bloody battlefield, hurling stones at Jewish worshippers and Israeli vehicles. Palestinian terrorists have been fanning the flames of religious violence in recent weeks as Israelis have been preparing for the Passover holy day. On Thursday evening, April 8, a Palestinian terrorist attacked Tel Aviv's busy Dizengoff Square, where mainly secular Israeli young people were crowded at bars and cafes, tragically murdering three Jews in their 20s. Shortly after the deadly massacre, Hamas explained their motive and declared, "The continuing terrorism of the occupation and its crimes attempts to Judaize Jerusalem and to perform sacrifices in the Al-Aqsa Mosque to build the so-called temple during what they call Passover, against it stands blood and bullets." Through their statements, the article goes on to say, Hamas exposed their greatest fear, that Israel will start to build the temple. For thousands of years, Jews have been praying for a return to the land of Israel. Over the last century, we have miraculously been restored to our homeland from the four corners of the earth, but are still awaiting the proper time to build the temple. Judaism, is incomplete without the temple. Hamas is terrified that after close to 75 years of statehood, Israel will begin turning its attention to the place where God chose to establish his name. In fact, each year, more and more Israelis take the courageous risk of ascending the holy mountain under the hostile guards of Jordanian officials. Palestinian terrorists are getting scared as Jews are getting serious about restoring our Holy of Holies, the site we pray towards every day, and the building we beseech God for repeatedly throughout our liturgy. On a national level, the rebuilding of the temple would be a great humiliation to Palestinian terror groups. But on a religious level, the construction of Judaism's third temple would in no way pose a threat to Islam, whose main religious holy sites are in Mecca and Medina. Responsible Jewish, Christian, and Muslim leaders should use this recent wave of Islamic violence to immediately begin discussing practical and peaceful steps for the rebuilding of the temple on the Temple Mount. It could be done without damaging or disrespecting the Dome of the Rock or Al-Aqsa, as part of a future peace plan between Israel and her Arab neighbors to end the plague of Islamic terror once and for all. During periods of history, Islam held great respect for Judaism's temple in Jerusalem, and one can imagine many potential scenarios in the ever-changing Mideast where significant segments of Islam could do so once again. Similarly, for many centuries, Christianity looked at the temple with hostility, but as relations between Jews and evangelicals have improved in recent years, some Christians are rethinking the relationship with the temple. I asked John Anderson, the Christian Relations Director of City for Zion, a Temple Mount advocacy group, what his thoughts were on the connection between Easter and the temple and the implications for Christians today. We Christians have often thought that Resurrection Sunday spells the end for the Holy Temple in God's plan, Anderson explained. But when we read the Gospels and Book of Acts carefully, the apostles continued to be passionate for God's house in Jerusalem, including Paul. As God is restoring Zion, we need to rediscover our own texts with Jewish glasses, and that includes God's temple, he said. Now the article continues. With more Christians coming alongside the Jews and becoming passionate about the need to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, we have a unique opportunity today. Rather than lamenting the terrible violence that disrupted Passover, Easter, and Ramadan, we must take steps to prevent religious violence from causing further blood to be spilled in the streets of Jerusalem. It is time for peace-loving Jews, Christians, and Muslims to come together and build the house of prayer for all nations. Did you detect any problems with what was said in this article? Now, first of all, I found the following comments which were published in response to the article quite interesting. During periods of history, Islam held great respect for Judaism's temple in Jerusalem. Really? One reader wrote. Another one. They will eventually build the temple. It is written and prophesied in the Bible. Then the Antichrist will forcefully seat himself there and call himself God. The temple is just another sign of the end times and the second return, better coming, of Christ. Another one. The rebuilding of the third temple is a fulfillment of both the Old and New Testament. The third temple will be built through an agreement with the Antichrist. And listen to this one. I hate it when Muslims are singled out for their hatred of Jews. Practically the whole Western world, including the Vatican, deny Jewish sovereignty over Jerusalem. Now, what does the Bible say? The Bible clearly says that a third temple will be built before the return of Jesus Christ. Will it be through peaceful cooperation between all three religions? Or will more violence break out? Where will it be built? On the Temple Mount? Or somewhere else? Well, the Bible clearly gives answers to these questions. The temple will indeed be occupied by a powerful religious figure, the man of sin, the man of iniquity, the man of lawlessness. Now, some call him Antichrist. But will he occupy the third temple forcefully or by agreement? The Bible prophesies that the temple will be polluted by the man of sin and by the abomination of desolation which will stand at the holy place where it ought not, as well as by pagan rites, customs, and worship ceremonies which will take place at and in the temple. That is why the book of Ezekiel tells us that the temple must be purified when Christ returns. We have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People, which explains in much detail how the temple is going to be built. Please ask for a free copy, and thank you very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.